All right, so the Gemara is now moving to a new discussion on the topic. And it's this case of Hiku Asar B'nei Adam. Right, so this is the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the following case, Hiku Asar B'nei Adam B'Asar Maklos. So you have 10 people beating somebody with 10 sticks. And this person dies with mace. So B'im B'Azachas B'im B'Zerachazeh, whether or not they all hit him at once or they do it successively. So either way, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, I'm sorry, either way, the Rabbanon hold Pturin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, Bezerach Hazeh HaAchron Chayev, Neshekir Yervis Misasa. So there's Machlokes, everybody agrees when it comes to Vazachas, then everybody's Pater. They have Machlokes, in the case where, let's just say Shnayim, just to make it simpler, two people hit him, and successively, Bezerach Hazeh, so according to the Rabbanon, in that case, you're also Pater, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, in that case, the Achron is Chayev, the Achron who was immediately preceded the death is Chayev, Neshekir Vis Misasa. And the Gemara proceeds to discuss where it is, what's the basis for the Machlokes here, meaning the case of Zerach Hazeh, Shneim, which we're not going to be discussing now, but I'll just, it is going to be relevant in a second. So Shneim, Rabbi Yochanan holds that both of them are focusing, they learn their din from the Pasuk, Ish Ki Yakeh Kol Nefesh Adam, that describes what they believe is a principle that governs this case, that dictates their din. Shneim Mikra Echadar, Shuv Ish Ki Yakeh Kol Nefesh Adam, Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan read the Pasuk as saying, Kol Nefesh, Ad Ika Kol Nefesh, that you require that somebody be solely responsible for the entire person's, for the entire Yitzias HaNeshama, for the entire death of the person. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Savar, kol nefesh, kol du nefesh, any part of the nefesh, meaning the machlokes whether or not kol means entire or any. Okay, so that's the Gemara's discussion. Basically, we have two different cases then. We have the case, Bezach Hazeh, where we have a machlokes, but then we have the case, Bevasachas, where the Gemara says clearly everybody agrees, Keturin. So that's the din that we're going to turn our attention to first. The din of Hiku Asar B'nei Adam Bevasachas. Where, as I said, the Gemara's Kuliyam lo pligi, everybody's putter. So the Gemara doesn't cite a basis for it, doesn't cite a makor for it. And we're showing them here, fill in the blanks. What is the basis for it? So Rashi, in the Gemara Bava Kama, in Daf Yudam and Beis, suggests that the basis for it is Shua?
You can't identify.
Yeah, it's Misafik. We don't know who it is. Shlo yadua aide minehara. This is Rashi Bava Kama, in Daf Yudam and Beis. That's his explanation for why it is that kulam turim in the case of Vazakas, because after all, who knows, how can we tell who it is that actually perpetrated the death blow, the one that killed him? I guess I don't have Marmut. Anybody here with the Marmut?
You're holding your
Yeah, go ahead, please.
So he says, Pturin she'in yadua al yedei mineh.
Yeah, I guess that was the whole question, right? So it sounds like we don't know who it is that actually committed the blow. Now, this is somewhat puzzling to me. The assumption seems to be that one person, that it was one blow that killed him. And it's, therefore, it's just not clear which one it is in this case. What is the what's not clear to me is what's the basis for that assumption? Why would we assume, why couldn't it be that the death is caused by multiple simultaneous blows? Moreover, this seems to be the only possible conclusion in at least some cases of Hiku Asar B'nei Adam, which was, there's no reason to assume they wouldn't be included in the Gemara's discussion here, which is, let's say, for instance, let's say we all pierce the heart at the same time, or they all hit him in the same place at the same time. So where the act was that was performed is essentially identical in all the relevant features, and it happened at the same time, so how could it be that one of them is the Makas Mavis and not others? Not just that. Why couldn't it be that there's one that it is that it was the result of simultaneous blows? In this case, it seems clear that it can't be that it's one. So all that is unclear to me. I saw the Dvar Avraham, I looked briefly, but that he tries to say maybe Rashi is working with. I mean, he was also bothered by this, I think, and he says maybe Rashi is working with the assumption that there's a problem with the Yeshar Lutzam saying that it can't really be that everyone is at the same time. So really. Really, one of them did happen, one did immediately proceed, and therefore, that's the issue. It's not exactly... there's some issue whether or not that's the case. In fact, whether or not we say Yisrael HaTzantzim in a case like this, where it's Maisa B'Yad Adam. Either way, it's not so clear, but regardless, what it seems to emerge according to Rashi is that, let's say, if you have such a case where you, in fact, do have simultaneous blows, so then the din would be that everybody's chayav. Meaning, if there wasn't a suffix, we actually know for a fact that everybody has done the act of piercing him, so that everybody's act was an act of Makas Mavis, or let's say the collective act was an act of Makas Mavis, there's no basis to potter him in that case. That's what seems to emerge from Rashi. Other Rishonim, and actually even Rashi himself here, go in a different direction. Yeah.
Is that necessarily possible?
What do you mean by necessarily possible?
Meaning, you're saying Rashi's not at all saying it's not possible for a person to be killed simultaneously by 10 different people.
No,
one of those actions will actually be doing the killing.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's what he's saying. It's hard to see why you would say such a thing, unless you say something like Yeshua Tzamtim. But if you don't, and whether or not you can say Yeshua Tzamtim is an issue that the Dvar Avraham goes on to discuss. I think in the end, and wait till the end, but I think he rejects it. But if we just talk about a Metzius where we're given, you have all these people that they all did the same thing, same time, they all pierced his heart. So what would be the din in that case for Rashi? So I'm only saying this by implication that apparently Rashi would think in that case there should be a chiyuv for everybody, because the only basis to potter in the case of simultaneous hakos was a suffix, she'in yadua. But if, let's say, we don't have that suffix anymore, so it sounds like there would be no other basis. Meaning, if there were some other basis to potter in that case, why wouldn't that just be the basis for the case where we don't have those factors given? So it seems like that's the only basis for according to Rashi. That's the Rashi and Bavakam. But as I said, other Rishonim, and even Rashi himself in Sanhedrin, they go in a different direction. They provide a different answer. They point to local psukim in the context of Ritzicha. Rashi here says that the basis for it is a drasha from the pasuk. The pasuk says, the pasuk says, kiakeh. So, ish kiakeh. So the drasha, the pasuk says ish kiyakeh. The implication is not shnayim. Okay, one could ask where Rashi got that from. That we darshan the pasuk that way. We don't always darshan ish kiyakeh ish as being lafuki shnayim, but sometimes we do. So it's something that we can wonder about where the makor is. But at least we understand that's according to Rashi. That's the makor for this din. So we have a pasuk that specifically tells us ish kiyaket, specifically echav l'shnayim. The Rama likewise cites a pasuk, although a different one. Rama's pasuk is nefesh tachas nefesh, that we, when we're mechayev in Ritzicha, we're mechayev specifically somebody who is, if it's a nefesh, but if it's shtei nefashos, so we don't say shtei nefashos tachas nefesh achas. A different makor with a different implication in terms of its character, perhaps, which we'll get to. But the tzad shavashev behem, it's a pasuk with regard to Ritzicha. And there's also the third possibility, which is hinted to by Rabbeinu Peretz in Bava Kamma, possibly the Rambam, which is that the makor for this din, that they're all putter, is v'ishkiyakeh kol nefesh, achiyika kol nefesh. Right, the pasuk, which, according to Rabbanon, provides the basis for the p'tur in the case of zeh achra zeh.
I have the lashon.
Yeah, go ahead. He raises the possibility. He rejects it because he just points out that if that's only available, he thinks, to the Rabbanan, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira also agrees to this din. So what's the basis for Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? So he's assuming, first of all, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira can't say this pasuk, and if he can't say the pasuk, then it's not a good suggestion for what the makor would be for the Rabbanan either. I guess because once you have a makor for Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, why assume that Rabbanan would disagree with that? So yeah, do you have it?
Yeah. He says, "Avalakal amimar demayde patir abanam bevas hachas hani mishum kol nefesh." In Cain, I've used the polygal and the abanam darish kolder nefesh the chayiv nami bevas hachas. So
he ends up with Rashi.
Yeah, right? But his hachamina is to say that it would be because of kol nefesh that I assume that he's saying that none of the perpetrators
were responsible entirely. Right.
Kol nefesh.
Exactly.
Is he arguing on Rashi Bava Kamma?
No, he then proceeds to do you have the rest of the lesson?
Rashi, does he end up like
doesn't that? He, does he, the Rashi, I think he ends up going with Rashi and Bava Kamma, does he not?
This was it.
Really?
Oh, these are original. Originally.
Yeah, originally. Right, right, right.
Says Beinu Asachas Peturim Mishum De Inya Du Al Aridei Minecha.
Yeah, right.
Zachazah Peturim Mishum De Nashin Kol Nefesh Kuli Nefesh Mashma. And then he says, so he agrees with the Rashi and Baba Kama.
Yeah, right.
The fact that he's saying you need to kill Kol Nefesh.
No. He says that the reason, the basis of the Torah Basachas is because in Yadua Demi Nyarag, somebody must have, one person must have killed him here, but we just don't know which one. He says, don't tell me, don't say that it's based on the Pasuk of Kol Nevesh, Adiga Kol Nevesh, because that only works for Rabbanan. So then Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir wouldn't be arguing about that. Now, one could argue whether or not, first of all, we pass him like Rabbanan, at least the Raman does. So if that's the case, it's possible that would be the Din. That would be the makor lehalacha, but even if it's, let's say, even for the Rabbanan, we can wonder whether or not it has to be the case that they can't argue, they can't agree with this as a makor for this din. Maybe they argue that this, that drasha does imply this, v'ish kayak nevesh adika kol nevesh, we just think that it isn't implicable in the other case, which we'll come back to when we deal with the sugya of Zachar. Either way, what's important for us now is just to note that we have all these Rishonim, what underlies all their answers is that without a particular pasuk for Ritzicha, with regard to Ritzicha, that Shnaim Sheratzchu is Pater, so apparently there is no basis to Pater, and by default the din would be that everybody's Chayav. And the question that I want to ask, to start with, is that Pashut? Is that so obvious? That absent any particular pasuk regarding Ritzicha, there's no basis to Pater everybody in this case, and they'd be Chayav. So I think that the answer to that question requires us to turn our attention to a sugya which is discussed in several places in primarily Masechah Shabbos, and primarily in Perikah Matzniyah, which is the din of Shnayim Shesa'uah. So the Gemara in Shabbos, there in the Mishnah in Shabbos, and the Gemara, an elaboration of it, and it's also you find in the Tosefta and the Brisa in Torah's Kohanim, presents a three-way machlokas Tanaim regarding the case of Shnayim Shehotziu Kikar. You have two people that are motzi, some sort of food item, and mirshus yachl or shizrabim or lehefech. So they carry it together. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah presents, or I should say the Brisa. The Mishnah only presents two of them, but the Brisa presents three opinions. Rabbi Meir holds both of them are chayav in that case. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it depends. He's mechalik. He says if zeyachol v'zeyachol, if both of them could. Carry it on their own, and we'll see. Most of Shonim, I'll just say right now already, most of Shonim assume that means is not that they have the capacity to, if necessary, have done it by themselves in some way or some fashion, but rather the act which they actually did was already sufficient alone. Not just that they could somehow, you know, shift the weight or increase their, you know, it wasn't that it was just they had the physical ability to do it, but rather the act that was done was something which had the capacity to do it without the other guys being there. That's almost all Rishonim say that. So if they're both, if Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, so then in that case, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir, they're Chayav. But if it's Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, neither of them could have done it on their own with the act that they employed, so then it's Pater. Then everybody is Turim. And Rabbi Shimon thinks that you're Pater either way. He thinks that in both of these cases, Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, not only in Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, but also Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, either way, everybody's Pturim, Midin Shnayim Shesu'ah. So the Gemara elaborates on the source of this machlokas. Gemara quotes the Tosefta, Shnayim Shehayu Ochzin, V'milgaz V'logzin. Okay, so it quotes a number of different malachos. The kind of goes to this. Yachol Yuchayavin, Tamalomar Basav Sa, Ha'osas Akulav Lo'osu Miksasa. So the Pasuk in Vayikra, this is a diak from the Pasuk in Vayikra, which is in the context of Chayve Chataos, and specifically the Chadis Amarites, right? The Stam person who Schotei, Stam Yachin who Schotei. If nevesh achas techata bishkaga me'ama aretz, this is after the chatas anasi, the chatas anmelech, v'chulu v'chule, ba'asosah achas mitzvah sashem ashalot tzasenu v'ashem. So the pasuk says ba'asosah, so chazal darshin, it's yachid, so there's two lishonos in the Gemara, ha'osah mitzasa, ha'osah kula lo ha'osah mitzasa, later on the Gemara says, ha'osah yachid sha'asa v'lo shnayim sha'su'a, but the Gemara proceeds to explain that the machlokas here is as follows, in terms of just how we understand the pasuk. Rav Shimon believes that there are three different miyutim, you know, there's three different exclusions of chiyuv chatos in this pasuk. One from nefesh, one from techata, and one from basosa. And all of them, Rav Shimon believes, relate to the din of, relate to the case of Shnayim Shesa'uah. Chad lemute zeoker v'zeminiach. Right, so one case, one makor is necessary or is indicating to us that if you have a, in order to be chayav for atzah, you need an akira and an anacha. You need to have an akira in one rishus, move it over to the other rishus, and then have a hanacha in that rishus. So let's say one of them, let's say somebody, one person does the akira and the other person does the hanacha. So in that case, where each of them solely alone did what they did, but what they did was only part of the malacha, so that's one case where the Gemara says, Lemute yonachai v'chatas. Then Rabbi Shimon understood that the second miyut was chad lemute zayachal v'zayachal. Right, where both of them, what they did was sufficient on its own to have accomplished what they did. But so the pasuk says, meaning they each were involved in the whole process, and each of their acts was alone sufficient. So the pasuk chad lemute zayachal v'zayachal. That's one case with the Torah patters. And then finally, the third miyut, which is lemute zayachal v'zayachal. So that's how Rabbi Shimon understood it. He understood that there are three miyutim, and they all have to relate to Shanaim Shasua. Ryuda, the Gemara says, believes that there are three miyutim in the pasuk, but he thinks that not all of them are related to Shanaim Shasua. He understood that one of them is for a different din, which is the din discussed in Horios of Yachid Shasa Baharaas Bezin. Right, you have a din where cases where you wouldn't be chai, let's say Parlam Davashal Tzibur, let's say there's a rove Kal Beretz Israel, so it's just a Yachid. Is he going to be chayav to bring a chatas? Let's say he ate chaylev thinking chaylev was mutter. So, because why did he think chaylev was mutter? Because the Bezin told him, Bezin was more that a chaylev was mutter. So in that case, the din is, says Rabbi Yehuda, that he's pater mechatas. And how do I know that? One of the miyutim in this pasuk. One of the miyutim that Rabbi Shimon identifies is for that din. Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon thought, you could have said something else, but the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, meaning not, Rabbi Shimon in fact does think this, but could have thought about maybe an inmacher for that, but Rabbi Shimon thought that in fact that he's cholik on that din, he thinks they are chayav chatas, and therefore he doesn't need for that. But Rabbi Yehuda thinks that that's one of the makors, and therefore he has only two miyutim left in the pasuk. One of them is lemute zeyachal v'zeyniach, and the other one is lemute zeyachal v'zeyachal. But zeyniachal v'zeyniachal, chayav. Rabbi Meir thinks that you only have two miyutim in the pasuk. He thinks he only agrees that two of them are there to exclude some case of chayav chatas, and one of them he thinks is required for yachid shasah baharaas bezin, and then mele only has one miyut, and that's for the case of zeuk over zemenia. So that's how the Gemara explains that where it is that this machlokes came from. But in the end, we have those three shitos about the parameters. I should just note the Gemara proceeds to note that everybody agrees. In the case of Zayachol was the Enu Yachol, that the Yachol is Chayev and the Enu Yachol is Pater. Because the Gemara explains that in that case the Enu Yachol is merely a Misayeya, and we have a general principle that a Misayeya aim a Mamash. Okay, we'll come back to that. Now, two central questions emerge regarding this din of Shanaim Shasu'ua. Again, basically, I just point out also that according to Rabbi Meir, essentially emerges there is no such din. Because there's a question that Tosas there addresses, Al-Tar, why do I even need a pasuk to tell me Zeuk or Zemeniyah, because Pater, you just didn't do the Malacha. Right? If I have two, Kosev Shtei Osios, so I, one, if I was Kosev one, one person was Kosev one Os, the other person was Kosev second Os, I need a pasuk to tell me that neither of them Chayim, neither of them did the Malacha. So it's a question that Tosas raises, and he suggests that we had a Havmina in terms of the Akira and the Nacha. We thought perhaps there were more kind of a Tanayim, and that if they're just the Tanai to the Malacha, so then perhaps it's sufficient, even if you don't do it. So, but the point is that, in general, if you have two people that are doing an entire act together, so there is no tour according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon, there is, and there's a Machlokes about the parameters of it. So there are two questions that emerge regarding this din of Shanaim Shasua. The first, which is really less relevant for us, concerns the impact of this din. Whether this din implies that there is no Isser Min HaTorah when Shanaim Shasua, it seems like that really is the position of the Rambam. Or, what?
What'd you say?
That seems like it's the position of the Rambam, because the Rambam just says Pater, and he has a general call. When he says Pater, Avalasar, it's an Isser Derabana.
Meaning that Shanaim Shasua is an
Isser. Is a Heter Min HaTorah.
So when you ask, what is the... What do you mean by impacting the
day? As opposed to saying that there is an Isser. Meaning that when I say that Shanaim Shasua applies, what that means is, what that implies, what the impact is for the application of that din, is that there is no Isser, or there is an Isser, Midaraisa. It's just that there's no Onesh, it's a Ptur Onesh. That's what I mean by that. Or perhaps it's not even a p'tur onesh, perhaps it's merely a p'tur korban when done b'shogeg, it's a p'tur chatas, but actually, when it's done b'mezid, you would actually be chayav an onesh. So that's one question that Achronim discuss. But what's more relevant for us is the second question, which is the issue of the scope of this din. Where is this din relevant? What is this din? What is the range of this din? One possibility, raised among others by the Pnei Yeshua, Altar there, is that this din is actually limited to Shabbos. Now this seems strange in terms of the Makor. The Makor has nothing to do particularly with Shabbos. It's the beginning, it's in Vayikra, it's regarding Chai V'Chatos. But, so even though that's the case, but nonetheless, those who argue for it, I should mention, Pnei Yeshua really argued it as a subject. He wasn't sure about this. He thinks that this is possible, but he didn't say it for sure. There are other Achronim who think that it is the case. And they basically marshaled a couple of arguments. One of them is, first of all, just by omission. You only ever find it in mentioned in Shas regarding Melacha Shabbos. And second, not only is it there's no other case where the Gemara mentions it, but it seems, in fact, that there are indications that it is, in fact, not expanded beyond Shabbos. And I'll just mention one for now, which is the Sugya in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim, in Meshochim Amal, I think. No, I have the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim discusses the din, the Mishnah, that you have Shnayim Ochzim B'Sakin. There's an Isser of Shchudei Chutz. You're not allowed to shech behemah's kachim outside of the area of the Mikdash. It's a lot of Shchudei Chutz. So the Gemara says, what happens if you have two people who are grabbing the sakin and they together shech the animal, the behemah's kachim b'chutz? So the Mishnah says, in this case, you're pater. And the Gemara explains why. Tanur Rabbanan ish ish. Not Tamal Omar, because the pasuk says Ishki Ishchat. The pasuk says, or Midam Yechashev LeIshahu, says Ish actually a couple places that it specifies a Ish, and therefore when it says Ish, what that means is, what's that? I'm sorry, hold on.
Where are you on Kuf Chesam Beis?
Kuf Chesam Beis, yeah.
So that's the halal part.
No, that's why I quote the halal part, right? I meant to quote the Shochet B'chutz part. Now, I'll get to the halal part afterwards. So the pasuk.
The Shochet B'chutz part is earlier, no?
I don't believe so. Is it?
I know. I've never learned Zavim.
Is it? You could be right about that. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Did that throw you off on the Makaros?
No.
Okay, so the Mishnah says, Shlaim she'achzu b'sakin v'shachtu p'turim, and the Gemara explains that there's a drasha for that. But it says, ish ish. Okay. Right, ish. Okay, so it's where the ish is, which ish we're talking about that the Gemara has a proceeds to discuss. But either way, there's an ish. There's a couple of ishes in that parsha, so it's meant to exclude shnayim. So the Pnei Yeshua and others, and they argue, well, if you have the din of shnayim shesu'ua, that basasa means also miksasa, also is kula, or yachish asa chayev shnayim shesu p'tur. And this is a din potentially the chol tur kula. At the very least, it's not limited to Shabbos. So why does the Gemara need to find a pasuk with regard to Shchudei Chutz? Just say the reason you're pater is because Shaim Shasua is pater. It's a p'tur b'chol Torah Kula. Okay. In addition to that, to these two points, there are some Achronim Chachamim Tzvi, for instance, who are trying to be mdaiket from a Tshuvas Rashba, but I think that's a questionable diak, and we'll get to the Rashba later. The Rashba does say that it's limited to Shabbos, but you have to look at what he's contrasting it there. He says it's actually limited to Shabbos and Zav, which we'll, again, come back to. I don't think he means... I don't think you can be diak from that he really means that it's limited to only the Lav of Melech Shabbos. Either way, so that's one possibility, that it is limited to Shabbos. However, many Rishonim are clear and explicit that they didn't agree with this, that they held otherwise. And in fact, the number of Rishonim in Kiddushin, the Rosh and Ritva and others, asked that very question regarding the Gemara and Zvachim regarding Shudichus. They say, if it's true, we have this din of Shnayim Shasa'ua. So why do you need, why does the Gemara and Zvachim need to tell me that the, how do I know that the that a Shnayim Shachtu, Shnayim Shachtu Sakin, B'Shachtu B'Chutz, Turin, after all, we have Shnayim Shasa'ua. So clearly the question assumed that it isn't limited to Shabbos, and their answer is not what the Pnei Yeshua is. And it isn't what other Achronim say. That, oh, we see it, it doesn't apply beyond Shabbos. Their answer is different. They have two, and there are two different answers. The answer of most of them, the Rush, the Ritva included, is that basically the din in Echnami, but it happens to be that the Gemara, the part that I had read from Kuchafs and Beis, happens to say that there's a sort of a brother lav to the lav of Shudei Chutz, which is the lav of Ha'ala Aschutz. Right? If two people put a behema, if there's an Isser to Lahalos, a behema on a Mizbech, it's not just on. Specifically, somebody built a mizbech outside of the Beis Hamikdash, and then if you're mala a behema upon that mizbech, so then you're over on the lav of halos chutz. So the Mishnah, the Gemara happens to say, the Mishnah happens to say that shnayim shehelu is chayev. L'rabu shnayim she'achsub ever v'helu shechayev. So the pasuk says ish ish. It actually says twice ish ish. Not just in the context, but the pasuk has the phrase ish ish. So the Gemara says that we have a specific drasha to tell us that you're chayiv. So now you could have thought, says the Rush and the Ritva, that if it's true regarding halas chutz, so it should be true regarding its neighbor, its brother, shchitas chutz. So kamash malan, meaning it's true. We have normally have a din of shnayim shesu'ah, but apparently. In the lavin of chutz, the avodah of chutz, you might say, there's an exception. After all, halas chutz is chayiv shnayim. So therefore, the pasuk needed to tell you that, in fact, with regard to shchudei chutz, it's only it's shnayim shasuas p'turi. That's the suggestion of the Ritva, the Rush. The other answer that you find in Rishonim is in the Tosas Tuch, and also I didn't send it out because it's pretty much word for word. Is the Tosfos Rebbeinu Shmuel Bar Rebbe Yitzchak, which is in the Shita Sakamon in Kiddushin, who give a different answer. They ask a question. Well, they settle on the answer that both Shmuel give, but they note that you could have said something else. It says Tema, but Mi Vasosah Nafka the Darshinim Perakam and Sniya Bechol Mitzvah Shnayim Shetsuah Peturim. Notice the formulation. Bechol Mitzvah Shnayim Shetsuah Peturim. So what's the answer? It says Mitzina LaNeimar. You saw this? Oh, actually, didn't I send it out? I sent it out the earlier, right? The Yisrach Liftor b'zeh yachol b'zeh yachol l'mechai b'shar duchde. So he says you could have said that the reason you need a pasuk there is because, in fact, you're right. There is a p'tur shnayim shasuah when it comes to shnayim shasuah, but that only applies where the p'tur shnayim shasuah applies. And the p'tur shnayim shasuah, the Gemara had said, nobody thinks that it applies in the case of zeh yachol b'zeh yachol. In that case, everybody agrees that zeh yachol is chayav. So that's why the pasuk is necessary. Now, the big chiddush in that is that that's in fact the case, that we would say that in the case of shnayim shachtu, that even if one of them is a yachol and the other is an enu yachol, where we generally say chodar kula, that a misayeh and bo mamish, in fact, that would be chayav. And it's likely, I think, that that's what he, in the end, is uncomfortable with the Tosfos Tuch. He says, enu tzarich lidchokin. Why is that being dochek? To say that would be putter is a chiddush. But more. And why would you say that case in particular? Because, after all, that's the case, that's the only case where everybody agrees that it's not covered under Shnayim Shasuah. But presumably, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, you could give a different answer. Namely, that if we stick with Rabbi Yehuda, who's Lalacha, we can give a less radical answer, which is that maybe the Ptur, in the case of Shnayim Shashachdu, is a case, probably the Stam case, of I don't know if it's a Stam case, but it's a case. It's Zayn Yachol, Zayn Yachol. Let's say it's a heavy knife. Or it's a hard behema. It's a behema which is difficult to for some whatever reason. So zayin yachol v'zayin yachol. The way they do it is in such a way that it had to be both of them. So in that case, if you had just the din of shnayim shesu'ah b'chol terakula, says Rabbi Yehuda, that case would be pater. I'm sorry, you'd be chayev. Kamash malan, as the pasuk says, ish ish. I'm sorry, ish v'lo shnayim. That in that case you're going to be pater b'shchut dechutz. Now I should note that it's not pashut that that's in fact the din. And in fact, Rabbi Kiv Eger as a suffix about this, and he actually is medayik. Did I send this book across? I thought he probably wouldn't make it. But the Tosfos of Kiv Eger in Mishnayos and Zvachim in Perek Gimel he says he only knew of the Ritva. Probably didn't even have the Rush, because otherwise he probably would have quoted the Ritva from the Rush. But he says the Ritva, he knew the Ritva Kiddushin, and he says that apparently if the Ritva didn't give the answer I just gave, so he says it must be that apparently, in fact, you would be chayiv in that case. I mean, when the Gemara says Shnayim Shachtu, that we darshan from Ish, so that doesn't include a case. It doesn't pat you in a case of Ze in Yachol v'Ze in Yachol, because if what I'm saying now isn't true, so why wouldn't, how could that not be the answer that the Ritva would give? Of course you need it, because the Ptur includes cases which aren't included. For some reason, I think that's a Rayash in Ela Pircha. I don't know why he didn't say that, but he leaves it as a Sarachian. And he says, Mikol Makom Linyan Dina Nira Yesh Lachor, or something like that. Do you have it? This is Mishnayos Tosfos Kriveger? Okay. But I think it's a good Raya. So apparently not everybody agreed to this point. Okay, in any event...
Just review that. What's the second point in the Tosfos Kriveger talk?
Meaning the other answer?
Yeah.
Is that it's there, basically, the direction, I would say, is that it's the Ptur, in the case of Shnayim Shachtu, is actually, in terms of its scope, beyond cases that would be Ptur under Shnayim Shasu'ah. So the case that he mentions, which is true l'kulei amo, that it's beyond Shnayim Shasu'ah, is Zayachol v'Zayin Yachol.
Right.
That's only necessary, though, for Rabbi Shimon. What?
That's his first answer, I thought.
Yeah. That's his first answer, right. He then says, I didn't read on, but he then says
the
everybody else.
Just like what the other
is. Right. But my point is that you didn't have to go that far, which really is dacha, because it seems to fly in the face of the claw, which is l'chol d'rakula of say ein bo mamish. Alibah d'hilchasa. Meaning, it's true you need to say that, let's say for Rabbi Shimon, but alibah d'hilchasa you could say, or for Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, it's not hard at all. Rabbi Meir wouldn't have that din, right? But for Rabbi Meir, I guess in theory, although I don't think this is, well, I don't know, I'll come back to that afterwards. Let's say if you have two people that split the shechita between them. But I actually think you'll see that it's actually not true. It's chayim in that case. We'll discuss that later. But if they have two people holding onto the knife in a case of Zeni Yachol, so alibah d'hilchasa, that case is if you're just judging it as a Shnayim Shasu'a case, that case is Chayim.
Right.
So if it's in fact true that it's Patur in that case, so that would be the answer to the question, why is it that you need the Pasuk? That's why you need the Pasuk. So that's, I'm just saying, Rabbi Veger noted this and thought that from the fact that Rishon didn't say that, must be that in fact that's actually, meaning there's some question about the scope of this Din and Zvachim, which doesn't, Gemara doesn't give you any parameters about it, but if
it must be that
these Rishonim must have held.
He's saying it must be that Inu Yachol is Chayim.
That's what Rabbi Veger is not sure about. I don't know why he's not sure. I think clearly the Ritva held that, and the Rush held that. Either way, in any event, while it's clear what emerges from all these Rishonim is that this din is not limited to Shabbos. Now, what isn't so clear, though, is whether this means that there is no limitation in scope and that it's theoretically relevant for Kol Dor Kula. Why do I say that? Because it's possible that this din is limited to Chayvei Chatos, like Shabbos and like Shchut Dechutz, right? Shchut Dechutz is one of the law, is a law which is Chayvei Karis. Is Chayvei Krisos, so therefore you have a Chayvei Chatos. And that, after all, is the context of the Pasuk. The context of Chayvei Chatos. And I think, in fact, that the Rush's formulation in Kiddushin really does reflect that. I mean, he says it sort of en passant, but I think it seems to be, you know, a pretty good diuk. He says, his question, the way he asks the question, is, Afagav, this is Chavim Udei Shnayim Oksim Mekli V'Shoftin. This is the Rush now. Afagav, the Chol Chayvei Chatos Ptiri, Kishasu Shnayim Hamaisa, Kedaminu Perkam and Sneha Basosav, Achas Mikol Mitzos Hashem. So his question was, even we have a din, but the din is a din where? So it's clear it isn't limited to Shabbos, but it seems also clear in the Rush, I don't think I'm being over medayik here, that it's a din which is limited to Chai v'chatos. But on the other hand, it's possible, not in the Rush necessarily, but it's possible that it's lav dafka, that this din is lav dafka din b'chatos. It happens to be the particular nafkamina the Pasuk is discussing is the context of chatos, but the p'tur is much more general. And I think there's some support for this in Rishonim. First of all, the Lashon of other Rishonim.
Where is that Rosh?
In Tosos and Kiddushin. Tosos, Rosh, and Kiddushin.
Tosos.
Yeah. I think I mentioned, take a look at that via time. That I mentioned before, Tosos Tach, Tema Basosa Nafka Dershidim Perakamatsnia, Bechol Hamitzvos, Shalim Shasu Abtur. So I'm not sure if we can make this diuk, but I think it's reasonable to say when it says b'chol mitzvos, it's lav dafka chayv chatalis. B'chol mitzvos, we assume shnayim shasua is pturim. What does it mean to be osa in iser? It means yachid below shnayim. Moreover, I think it's I didn't bring it. Others, I don't think I brought it. Yeah. Others seem to clearly apply this din or the maskana from this gemara on Shabbos, particularly outside of the context of Shabbos and outside the context of Chatalos, in fact, outside the context of Isurim. The Ran in Nedarim, if anybody can get it, can you get the Ran on the Rif?
Okay.
So the Ran in Nedarim on...
Do you know where it is?
What?
Do you know where it is?
Yeah, it's on... I don't know what daf it is in the Rif, but it's the equivalent. Yeah, it's Samach Hamad Aleph.
Samach Hamad Aleph?
In the Gemara. In the Rif, yeah. So the Ran... the Gemara says... The din here is the din of Stam Yena, or the Gemara is discussing Yain Nesek or Stam Yena. Yeah, no, the Ran. Arif in Avodah Zarah.
On Avodah Zarah.
Did I say Nidar?
Yeah.
No, not Nidar. Avodah Zarah. So the Ran, there's also Ran Chidushim, but this Ran is in the Arif. So the din is that I don't want to get into the kind of negia that forbids that is oser yain stam yenam, but the din is that if at the very least if a goy, let's say, were to spill from a bottle, probably doesn't matter how he does it, even if he were to do it the asaras manaya. Not going to get into it. In fact, the Ramban there, I don't remember if I actually showed it to you guys in the end, but the Ramban there discusses our tzugya bit kedemaya there. But even if he were to do it in that way, that would oser the yain. Right, that a goy who does a maisa of shvicha to the wine, so that answers it. So the Gemara there says that if a nachrin Yisrael were to do it, b'diavad, it's okay. Let's say they did it together. Let's say they together spilled the wine. That's okay. So one could have thought a number of different could have understood that in different ways. But the Ran on the Rif there seems to have understood it a certain, very particular way. And based on that, he circumscribes the din. What does he have there?
Do you have anything to search for?
Hamatzniya. That's probably good.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so he says this is limited. Where does he say? This heter b'dieved kishe nachri
b'she akum.
So it's clear. Tosfos discuss Yachol, but they don't say all what the Ran says. Shari, right. But the initial statement was that, first of all, this din is limited. That it's limited to the case of Zayachol v'Zayachol. But if it's Zayin Yachol, he thinks, and then for sure, we would have to say in that case that it is Posel. Because in that case, apparently we can't say whatever it is we would say otherwise in the case of Zayachol v'Zayachol. So if he had just said that, it's one thing. But then he even points you to the Sugim HaMatzniya. And this is in accordance with the Maskana of HaMatzniya, where apparently he's already getting into saying more what elaborate require already assuming certain things regarding Shnayim Shasua, which I think he does, which apparently is that the heter of the din of Shnayim Shasua is based on Leriuda in the case of Zayachol. Zayachol is based on Messiah and Bamamish, that we consider each of them to be basically not there since they're not necessary. We'll get to that. But either way, it seems clear this is not a exercise of custom, it's not a din which is limited to Shabbos. It seems to be quite beyond that. And I should add that Rashi himself in Shabbos implies as much. This is not even beyond Yisurei Chatos. This is beyond Yisur in general. There he's discussing the din of Talisos. The people saw the Gemara, maybe saw the sugi there discusses a case of Zav, which we'll get to, Mishkav Zav. And Rashi basically views this as being related, or I should say, not just related. It's an instance. It's an extension of the machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan whether or not in a certain case of a zav we define the different mishkavos as being involved in being nosei Ruo Shazav, which we'll get to. Either way, it's beyond Yisurim, and Rashi thinks it's relevant there as well. So it's clear that according to Rashi, it's not simply a din b'Shabbos or even b'Chatos. Now, what about the fact that the Makor is specifically Chatos? So I think you have one of two directions you can go here. You could either say in a Chinami, but we derive from there to more general. And as far as Yisurim is concerned, we can argue that it's even a Kal v'Chomer. If it's true when it comes to the Yisurim which are more Chamor, which is what Chata signifies, so, I mean, that's in terms of Chalukei Kapara. Right, so Kal v'Chomer, when it comes to these Yisurim which are more Kal, so there too, apparently, being one of two who does it is not sufficient. You need to do the Aveira by itself on your own. And I should say that makes particular sense, maybe it only makes sense, if you assume that the source of the Miyud in the end for is Bas or Sa, that's really the source of the Miyud, because then you could argue that the Torah, what does that mean? It means the Torah attributes a Siya only to somebody if he was the sole agent of that Maisa. If the Miyud is from either Nefesh or Techetav, maybe it's less compelling. I'm not sure you had to say that, but it's possible. The alternative is what the Tu'a Shor himself argues. I didn't give this in the first. Simon Bays in the Tu'a Shor. He's in Yerdeya Simon Bays, yeah. Which is, he thinks that the din really is known misvara, that Shnayim Shasu was pater, and you only required the pasuk regarding Shabbos to negate a havamina, that you could have thought, particularly in Shabbos, maybe it will be usher, and chayav, because that was how it was done in the Mishkan. So if it was done, meaning how did you carry in the case of Zayn Yachol, he assumes that in that case you would have had in the Mishkan people did it together, I guess maybe to make it easier or whatever, I'm not sure. So you would have said, since it's doing the Mishkan, so maybe the general din of Shalim Shasua won't apply there. Kamash Malan, the pasuk says Basosa to tell you that it is. Okay, it's a chiddush. In any event, returning to the Gemara and Sanhedrin. So the question we ask is whether it's so obvious that you need, that without a pasuk regarding Rotzeach that tells you that the Shnayim Sherotzchim or Asar Sheku are Pturim, there would have been no basis to Pater. Or without a suffix, I should say. Even, let's say, if you bring in Rashi and Bava Kamma. If you have no suffix, then everybody will be Chai. So I think, Lechora, it depends. If one takes a position that Shnayim Sheshuah is limited to either Melech Shabbos or to Chai Vechatos, so then, yeah, it seems pretty obvious that, or at least it seems evident, we don't have any reason to assume otherwise, that without any pasuk telling you that there's a p'tur regarding Rotzeach, that specifically it's Echad but not Shnayim, there is no p'tur. And you understand very well why Rishonim therefore exempt on the basis of a pasuk regarding Rotzeach. However, if we assume, which I think is clear that many Rishonim did, and Achronim as well, some too, if we assume that it is not limited to either of those, it's not limited to Shabbos, and it's not limited to Lav Nechatos, so then it's not so obvious at all. And in fact, the Nesivos, in the Hagos, the Makor Chaim, he brings a Raya from this Gemara, in fact, that it is limited. Now, in the end, the Nesivos is hard to understand. There's a certain point that he's not clear about exactly which question he's addressing. Is he addressing the question of, is it a Tur B'chol Tar Kulo, or is it more limited, or is he addressing the question of whether it is a Ptur Korban or Ptur Onish as opposed to being a Heter. The issue that he wanted to suggest that maybe there's, he says, nearly Lahamti Heter Chadash with regard to Shvisus Behemto, that if you have a Kosher, the din is Kosher Chavero Pater Avalaser, if it's only Nisar Derabanan, so then Behemto is Mutter. We don't say that if Behemoth that does Malacha, there's no iser for a behema which does malacha, which is only iser for a person midir banan. So he says, so according to that, you could just have two behemos together, and boom, you have it's only iser midir banan. It's only iser for people. So behemta will be mutter. So then he proceeds then to argue against that, but it isn't clear precisely whether or not the argument is that it's only an iser which applies to malacha Shabbos. It's only Dinah Shabbos Melech Shabbos, or it's only, you know, we'll come to the Nesivos later. Either way, he cites this Gemara as proof that it isn't quite, that it isn't something which applies to Chol Tar Kulo. Yeah.
In the case of Rebbe of Shnayim Shasahu, so I don't know all the cases. One's Rebbe, I think, were all cases where the two people are doing one action with one item, no? So you call a star of an Adam and Vasachas, they're all doing their own action.
Mm-hmm.
So are they really comparable cases?
So you think that in the case of Shnayim Shasu'u, well, first of all, the answer is that there are other cases which don't have that feature.
Same.
But the suggestion which underlies what you're saying, which is that maybe you have more reason to think that in the case of, you know, Asar Maklos, there'll be a chiyuv, whereas in the case, I guess you're saying that if it was, let's say, Makal Echad, that it would be such a tour. So it turns out the Gemara discusses other cases. I mentioned some of the primary ones, but the Gemara discusses later on in Shabbos the case of if I bring in a tzvi into the house and then you lock the door. So the Gemara says the same thing. Everybody's pater because Shnayim Shasu'u. So that's the case. Yeah, but it happens to be in terms of what you're saying. There's room to say it. Misvara.
Isn't that comparable?
The Rashba thinks the exact opposite. What?
Isn't that comparable to Zeruka Vezeminiach? That gives you just mentioned.
No, because Zeruka Vezeminiach. Are not, you haven't done the full malacha, whereas in the case of the tzvi who's come, meaning you have not done the shear which is required for the malacha, you haven't
right.
done everything.
But in the case of the tzvi, you also, each person didn't.
Not, there's no requirement to lock a door to be chayev for tzad. It's just a matter of entrapping him. So it's not, you can't say that there's a chisar, there's a chati malacha that you did. What it is every, you know, you both together accomplish the malach of tzad. You understand? It's not really zeh ograv zeminiach. Zeh ograv zeminiach is where you have, let's say,
if I just put a deer in a house and it's open. Then
yeah, but you didn't. You put a deer in a house which was locked. It was locked by somebody else, but it was locked.
Well, yeah, if the deer there. Then.
Well, it's simultaneous. Let's assume. I mean, if it weren't simultaneous, the second guy would be chayav, I believe. So let's say it's assumed it's simultaneous. So the din is that that's a case of Shnayim Shasu'u. I mean, it's not Zeh Ograv Zeminiach because they're, what you've done enough is alone given what the other person, given that the other person did what he did. So that's something which is comparable to the case that we have here, which we'll get to in a second, assuming that this din is true, even if it's Ein Bala Kidon, which we'll get to. But the Rashba actually, we'll get to this Rashba, he thinks Halacha, forget Shnayim Shasu'u, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, or not the Gemara, the Rishonim all took him in, the Rishonim all assume that there's a Pasuk. So he actually thinks the halacha that if it's makel echad, you'd actually be chayiv. Well, we'll get to that. But we'll get to why, but I think you're right that you could have said the exact opposite, and we'll see parallels to that sort of idea that if you're involved with two separate acts, even if it's simultaneous, that actually could be mevatel in a way that it wouldn't be true if it's the same sort of act. Yeah, we'll get to that. But so the question becomes: so why is it, in fact, why do you need a pasuk? Meaning, if you don't assume that it's limited to Shabbos or it's limited to Lama Chatai Chatos, why do you need this pasuk? So here, I think there are two directions one could go. First is to say, Yinachinami, the Tur Shnayim Shasu'u applies to Ritzicha, but the pasuk is necessary to exempt from cases that aren't exempt due to Shnayim Shasu'u. Sort of the strategy that the Tosfos Tuch initially took. Now, the Rebbe Meir, this is obviously compelling. Again, he doesn't even really have a case of Shnayim Shasu'u. The Stam case that the Gemara is discussing is just a case which, according to him, would be Chai B'Shabbos. Let's say Mishum Nitil Shashama. The Rebbe Yehuda, what we'd be saying is that this case, the case of Asar Sheku, so the pasuk is coming to tell you that it's pater even in a case kisheino yachol v'zein yachol, meaning if all of the asar were enem yicholim, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din of Shnayim Shasu'u does not apply. In that case, you're chayiv. So maybe the pasuk with regard to Ritzicha, whatever it is, nevesh achas nevesh, or ish kiyake, or kol nevesh, that tells you that even in this case, you're pater. Now, that requires, I think it's a possible answer, but it requires accepting two assumptions. The first is that the case of Zein Yachol of Isar Sheku, is in fact pater in Mitzicha. Now, it doesn't say that explicitly in the Gemara, so one could have wondered. The Rivash, at any rate, however, both in Simon Shin Lamed Ches, maybe a little bit more clear, in Simon Reish Nonal, if you want to get that, Shuva. The Rivash in his Shuva, makes it clear that, I think, I mean, there's one little, if one had to hedge, Rishonah. One had to hedge, I guess one could, but I think it's pretty clear in the Rivasha. He thinks that that case is clearly also Pater. You know, even if all these Hakash Sheban, and what he says is, even if it were a Hakash, Yeshbuk and Deilah Hamas, you're Pater. But the assumption being, for sure, or at least also, if it's Hakash Sheinbuk and Deilah Hamas, all these people are Pater. You can do Asara in Simon Rishonah. I'll get it to you. I'll get
the Kaman Karavan and the Amri Kwas are the SM Akos, meaning as Akas, meaning as Akas, Kulam Peturin. Mucha Hasan Behedia, that Fidu Haya, the whole Haka, the day Baham is Kulam Peturin. Elohim can ask a tree for the Makarish.
Right. So the way that one could hedge in theory is by saying, well, when he says that Afilu, that's now only talking about the case of Zarachazet. But in the case of the Vasacha, so that he doesn't say that explicitly. But I don't think it's right. I think it's clear he's implying that Beim Vasachas, Beim Zerachazeh, Kulam Turin, even if it's... I mean, the Gemara does say about the latter case, the Zerachazeh, doesn't really discuss it in the context of this first case, but the Rivash seems to clearly imply that this what's true for that is also true for the case of Vasachas, namely, this is true, even the Ptur is true, even if Zayn, that these are all Einam Yicholam Hamis. Right?
No, he says Yeshka.
Yeah. Then he says Afilu if Yesh.
Afilu Haya B'chol HaKak
Nilham. Right. So the, meaning, Afilu means that, right, that even meaning there's something else, which is... Right.
Yeah, so,
okay. So...
So, I mean, you're saying that the Rivash does make this assumption?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who does it. I'm just saying it isn't explicit in the Gemara, but as far as I know, nobody says otherwise.
Could you also take this approach and just say, and apply to the case of Zed Yachol B'Zed, you know?
I think that's very unlikely. In theory, that would answer the question. I think that's very, very unlikely that if I, let's say, if I hit you, I tap you. Let's say I punch you, and somebody else spears you. So in that case, we're going to say, Shnayim Shasua, I think it's just unlikely. It seems to run general counter to a klal of Zavar Shem Mamash. That's why it was such a chiddush to say that's why the Tosafot Tach thought it was being dochik. It was dachik to say this. And it's given, I don't think anybody held that at all, because if you did hold that, you'd have to at least say that. Because in general, we hold Bechol Avin Shvatorah, Misayim Mamash. Again, we'll get to that more, but if somebody who's just sort of stragglers tagging along, you're not really doing anything, you're not going to be Chayiv. So it's just irrelevant.
So you're saying everybody would be Mechayiv?
I think so. I don't think, I haven't seen otherwise, but I can't imagine that in case of, just because the guy also hit him at the same time? So, but I think it is, right. So that's one assumption, is that in fact that's the din, that in the case of Zeniachol, you'd be Pater. But more interestingly, I think the second assumption is that the basis for the Ptur in that case, the only basis for the Ptur in that case, is a Pasuk. In other words, you need a Pasuk that's Pater. Right? In other words, if you would have been Pater anyway without a Pasuk, so clearly that can't be the justification, can't claim that that's the reason the Pasuk is necessary, to tell you that you're Pater in that case. So the question is that so obvious that you need a pasuk to tell you that in that case you'd be pater? And then I think yesh ladu.
Should stop here.
Okay, I'll stop here, but I'm just going to leave you with the thought. We have a din. We've discussed it. We've seen it. We've analyzed it. The din of hakashim ba kedei lahamis, right? Oh, hika be even asher yamuspa. So if they're all hakashim ba kedei lahamis, each individually, could you have thought maybe to be pater just meeting ba kedei lahamis? So that's all. Have to pick up on.